60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We air the grievances on Friday. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
You know who's probably feeling just a little butthurt today? Brett Kavanaugh, man.
Yeah.
If Fancy Brian were here, I got to tell you, I think he would probably be a little empathetic. No one better interrupt dinner, man. You know, dinner is an important meal. One of the four most important meals of the day. One of the four most important.
Four. Mountain Dew and chewing tobacco doesn't count, Crudy.
Come on, man. Don't tell all our secrets. Alexandria Petrie had a little column over at the Washington Post today.
A little snarky column, I think.
Yeah, it's a little snark. We like the snark.
Yeah, but we do.
Petrie apparently noticed that Kavanaugh got interrupted by some protesters out at Morton's last night. And she starts the column actually with a statement from the management down at Morton's. Here's what they said. Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner.
What?
Yeah, we should have the right
to eat dinner, man. And eat dinner at Morton's?
Yeah.
Is that like the right to assemble and redress the government for your grievances?
Nearly so. Let me continue from the management at Morton's. Understand, there was the protest there last night. There is a time and a place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency. Have you no decency, sir?
Apparently none.
I paid for medium well here. Does this look medium well? Anyways, so
you can see the mark where the jockey was hitting it. Let me jump in here, Crudy.
Yeah,
Alexandra
yeah.
Petrie, she starts. Oh, this is embarrassing. The right to congregate and eat dinner is actually not found anywhere in the Constitution. I've been studying the Constitution very carefully, including the emanations of the penumbras, and I see why people might think there was some inherent right to eat dinner. Eating seems so fundamental. Whether or not you want to have steak inside yourself seems like something you ought to be able to determine on your own behalf. Eating and chewing alone or in the company of others feels as though it ought to be up to the person most affected and protected from abridgment of any kind, even by the states. But actually, there is a higher authority to whom we must answer on this question. The Bible, technically not the Constitution, but there are people working to fix that. The Bible relates that Adam and Eve ate dinner once in public, and this was such a grave offense that they were kicked out of their home immediately and hassled with flaming swords. Mankind was then forced to develop farming and wear pants.
I know, that's really not been a great development. I'm not a big fan of pants.
No, nor I. Crudy, God was very clear on the subject. Dinner is a sin. How could there possibly be a right to it? Jesus ate a nice dinner with 12 friends upstairs in a restaurant one time, and he was sent to die in a horrible manner. He who eats dinner will get his desserts afterwards.
You want me to pick up your...
if you'd like to.
Someone has to do a better job than that. Come on, man. We're being snarky here. Work some snarking. Some argued that even if this was made any theological sense, theology should not hold sway in governance of our country, where there is, or at any rate used to be, something called the Establishment Clause that separates church and state. To this, the Supreme Court responds, "You've hit adulthood. And you still believe in the Establishment Clause?" Besides, it is not merely the Bible that suggests you have no right to dinner and are naive and wrong to think that you do. Why did the philosopher Pythagoras believe that fava beans contain souls and therefore avoid eating them at all cost? And where are fava beans served but at dinner? Lunches and dinners, I suppose, but if you are creative, but that is not very originalist. The fava beans. Is that what
he ate his brain with fava beans and a fine Chianti, I believe. Or his liver. I'm not sure.
Can we update our thinking on this point at all, given that Pythagoras was operating in the 6th century BC and the bean thing sounds made up? No, tradition is the bedrock of all jurisprudence. To those who would suggest that we evolve or that we not impose our religious or leguminous beliefs on others, I say, heretic, heretic, torches quickly. I understand that this may all seem counterintuitive to Justice Kavanaugh. As a person who lives in the present time and is accustomed to thinking of himself as an entirely entitled to respect and endowed with the power to make choices for himself and his family. Yeah, that's what one would think, right?
One would think that, yes.
Dom, he might want his old freedom back or ask for someone to escort him through the gauntlet of protesters who want him to feel bad about his choices, which, after all, don't affect anyone other than millions of people whose lives are going to be fundamentally changed and whom he is co-signing to the status lower than that of a full person with bodily autonomy and the right to direct their lives that this entails. He might say, and I quote here from the Starkey column of Alexandria Petrie, "This is a horrible constraint to put on me. I am just trying to live my life with my family according to my own lights. I just want to have dinner like a person." And she writes, and I sympathize. I would love to find that this was a right, but there is no right, however seemingly basic, that cannot vanish away like a ghostly mist in the second someone remembers that there might be a medieval text somewhere out there that disagrees. And the Bible and the beans. I'm sorry. My hands are tied.
Wonderful.
A little snarky. A little snarky.
Very snarky, but spot on. Alexandria.
You know, that's Tom Petrie's
Alexandra
daughter.
Petrie. Petrie. Petrie? Petrie.
Petrie. I get confused. You know, me and the names. And her dad was a congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. We had him on the show. How do we pronounce it then, Tom?
Petrie.
That's a good Petrie. Come back. Or Devil's Advocates.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish.